NBC presents America's all-time cowboy favorite, Hoot Gibson, who invites you to win your spurs. Yes, here it is, Win Your Spurs, NBC's Saturday night stampede of all-star Western entertainment, starring America's most beloved cowboy, the one and only Hoot Gibson, with Jack McElroy, Andy Parker, and the Plainsman. Hoot's special guest for tonight, Capitol Records' favorite Western singing star, Eddie Dean, plus three outstanding candidates for the Silver Spurs of Stardom. And now, here's the boss man of Win Your Spurs, the star of more than 300 Western movies, and still the real cowboy champion of the world, Hoot Gibson!
Well, howdy, 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 everybody, and thank you. Mighty fine being back in the old saddle again, no fooling. Tonight we've got a brand new pair of silver spurs, all shine and ready to jingle. And Jack McElroy is here, too, to tell the new hands in the audience all about him.
Well, thanks, Hoot. Folks, just like always, Hoot Gibson's invited a bunch of the best young Western entertainers in the business down here tonight. You're going to meet them all, and after you hear them, we want you, all of you out there, to choose the one performer of the three who's most qualified to win Hoot Gibson's Silver Spurs of Stardom.
And that ain't all we're giving away, either. Come on, tell them.
Well, the winner of the Silver Spurs tonight gets a big boost into the saddle of success. And one of the biggest stars of radio, television, movies, and recordings is going to do the boosting. Eddie Dean is here tonight, folks, and here he is, Eddie Dean.
Hello,
hello. Hi, Eddie.
Hey, I just got you looking at you. Hooters just got through looking at you on television, boy.
That's funny. I just got looking at
you. You're the greatest fighter I ever saw, and what a rider you are. Man, I just didn't
you know that white horse you was riding.
Yeah, I remember the horse. Yeah, I was looking at you.
Yeah, but
you.
That other one.
Eddie, run off stage and wait just a little bit.
But I just saw him on television.
Well, Eddie Dean will be back in just a moment. We just wanted to know he was here. They can talk about their features and movie pictures later.
But Eddie Dean's going to be waiting in the wings, and he's going to award the winner all sorts of recording contracts, screen tests, personal appearances.
Well, wait a minute. Whoa, study boy. Those are supposed to be surprises, Jack.
Oh, I know it, Hoot. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I know, but we better talk about something else. For instance, our sponsor.
Oh, that's a surprise, too, Hoot.
We haven't got one.
But when we get a sponsor, I'll deliver his message right about here.
Attaboy.
And then we'll celebrate the occasion with a tune from Andy Parker and the Plainsmen, Hubbin' It.
Keep hubbin' it, son, it's your wagon load. Keep that on a hubbin' it down that lonesome road.
Wagon load of trouble, big steep hill to climb. Honey, she done left me, and I ain't got a dime.
Keep hubbin' it, son, it's your wagon load. Keep that on a hubbin' it down that lonesome road.
I've picked tons of cotton, I've hoed picked of corn. Guess I'll keep on hubbing it till Gabriel blows his horn.
Keep hubbing it, son, it's your wagon load. Keep that right on hubbing it down that long.
Here he comes. Here he is. There he goes.
Well, how's the world been treating you? Have you made your fortune yet?
Oh, the world ain't been treating me. I pay for what I get.
Keep hubbing, son, it's your wagon load.
Right on, down that lonesome road. Well, fine, Andy, mighty fine.
Okay, Hoot, shine up those silver spurs, because here's your first candidate for stardom. Tall, good-looking, sings a great tune. His name is Wally Imes.
Well, howdy, Wally.
Howdy, Hoot. This is a real thrill for me. You know, I never missed one of your pictures when I was a kid.
Really? What'd you like best about them?
Well, I'll tell you, I remember two things that I liked. One was, when I was a kid, I remember you never did kiss the gal, did you?
They wouldn't let me kiss them.
Oh. I remember another thing, too. One thing I kind of liked was always in a tight situation, you would come up and you'd pull that gun out of your boot.
Oh, I know what you mean. You mean like this?
Well, he's got one now.
The big gun. What have you been singing lately?
Well, Hoot, I've been doing club dates mostly, a little local radio. I started out singing songs Eastern style. Then I discovered that folks like Western stuff better. So, here I am.
Well, and here's your chance to win your spurs. Folks, our first candidate for stardom, Wally Imes.
I listen for the whistle and I lie awake and wait. I wish the railroad didn't run so near, 'cause the rattle and the clatter of that old fast freight is always singing music in my ear. Go bum again, go bum again. Hear the whistle blow, hear the whistle blow. Clackety clack, clackety clack, wheels are saying to the railroad track, if you go, you can't come back. If you go, you can't come back. I'd ride along to Texas, or maybe Mexico. I'd meet a pal or two along the way. Wheels are making music in the valley down below. Well, bum again is what they seem to say. Go bum again. Go bum again. Hear the whistle blow. Hear that whistle blow. Clackety clack, wheels are saying to the railroad track. If you go, you can't come back. If you go, you can't come back. So every night I listen and wonder if it's late. For in my dreams I'm riding on that train. I feel my pulse a-beating with that old fast freight. Thanks the Lord I'm just a bum again. Go bum again, go bum again. Hear the whistle blow, hear the whistle blow. Clackety clack, wheels are saying to the railroad track. If you go, you can't come back. If you go, you can't come back.
And that was Wally Imes. He'll be back later when it's voting time on Win Your Spurs.
Candidate number two coming up now, Hooter. A very talented harpist.
Harpist? A harp on a Western show?
Well, sure, Hoot. It's a French harp, a harmonica.
Oh, well, that's better, much better. I'll bring him on.
Well, our second candidate for stardom, harmonica virtuoso Les Thompson.
Howdy, Les. Say, that's a pretty fancy harmonica you got. What are all those gadgets for?
Well, this is a little different harmonica. Hoot, it's an electric harmonica.
Yeah?
It's a thing that I built myself. I worked a lot of shows when I was in the Army that didn't have any public address systems, so I invented this electric harmonica.
Oh, and that's where you build it up, huh?
That's right.
All that electric stuff on it. A lot different than the ones I used to play.
Well, this one's got a little more juice to it.
General Electric, huh? Pretty good. Where are you from, Les?
I'm from North Dakota. Way out in North Dakota.
Yeah? Doing much professional work?
A little, but not as much as I'd like to.
Well, I hope we can help you. What do you got to play?
I'd like to play a little boogie-woogie.
Okay, folks, here's Les Thompson. Thank you. Don't go far away, Les. We'll be handing out those silver serve spurs pretty soon. And now we, wait a minute. Jack! Hey, McElroy, what's going on?
Oh, I'm just doing a little gargling, Hoot, just trying to make an impression. Sponsors may be listening, you know.
Then why the gargle?
Well, we've got to let them know how much care and preparation is taken for their commercials. You know, always ready and able to make a sales talk. In fact, if we had a sponsor, I'd deliver the message right here.
Okay. To all sponsors, don't worry about your announcement. Jack McElroy gargles.
Well, Hoot, back to work. And here's tonight's third candidate for the Silver Spurs of Stardom.
Looks like she brought a friend, Jack.
She certainly did. They're sisters. Two sisters add up to one candidate. The Pine Ridge sisters, Bernie and Rusty.
Howdy, but which is which?
Well, she's Rusty and I'm Bernie. Mr. Gibson, we'd like to ask you a question. What was the name of your horse?
Well, which one? I had about five of them.
You mean you didn't have a featured horse?
Well, no. You see, horses in those days weren't so temperamental. Didn't have to give them star billing. you gals been singing together very long?
Well, about 2 years.
How'd you get started?
Well, we started out as a songwriting team and wrote about 100 songs. Then we decided the best way to get them published was to have big stars sing them. So we decided to be big stars.
Well, now that's fair enough. That's your big ambition, huh?
Well, and maybe to make a movie so all the folks back home in Pine Ridge could see us at their favorite movie house.
Well, kid, I hope you win yours first. What's your song?
We want to go back for where we come from.
Here they are, the Pine Ridge sisters.
We're going back to where we come from. Where the honeysuckle smells so sweet, it darn near makes you sick, we used to think. Our life was humdrum, but we sure have learned a lesson that is down in two. There ain't no use of us pretending. This city just ain't no place for two gals like us to end in going back to where we come from. Where the mockingbird is singing in the lilac bush, we used to go down to the station every evening just to watch the pullman train come rolling in. And then one night, that great temptation got the best of us and drove us to a life of sin. We took our hat and $14, and we went through all the troubles of this life that always follows when you're rich and a hunting romance. But our hunting days are over, we can tell you that we met a man from Hollywood, and he winked at us and asked us if we'd like to step around, and we said, yep, that's what we're here for. And he said he'd take us to the hottest spot in town. He mentioned things he'd like to fix us, so he took our $14, but there must have been a mix of beef and gold this Thursday evening. And we've got a hunch we'll never see that guy no more than we tell and have a grand time. We can tell him about our romance and then watch his eyes look out, the chances are he won't believe us. So he'll do the same darn thing when he grows up, no doubt. But he can't say we didn't warn him what will happen if he meets up with that city. God darn him going back to where we come from.
where the mockingbird is singing, where the mockingbird is singing, where the mockingbird is singing in the light, light.
Nice going, gals. The Pine Ridge Sisters from Pine Ridge, Arkansas. Now, everybody stand close by, because voting time is coming up.
And while we dust off the applause meter hoot, here's Andy Parker and the Plainsman with Chant of a Wanderer.
Take a look at the sky, what a whippoorwill fills, and the mountains so high, where the cataracts fill. Take a look at the falls and the rippling rills. Hear the wanderlust calls of the whispering hills. The rippling rills, the cataracts fill, the rippling rills. Oh, the cataracts fill, the rippling rills.
Let me follow the trail where the buffalo roam, let the silver clouds sail where the setting sun shone. Let the lobo wail in a broken heart tone.
Let it storm, let it gale, till the prairie's my home. A broken heart tone, the setting sun shone, the buffalo roam. Oh, 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 oh.
In just one moment, you're going to select the one performer or teams of performers whom you consider most qualified to wear Hoot Gibson's Silver Spurs of Stardom. All the kids here on the stage are waiting for the big decision. And as you know, our special guest star, Eddie Dean, is waiting to meet the winner. So in just a moment, we're going to have... Well, come out here, Eddie Dean. By golly, we want you to come out here again because you're about ready to pick a winner on this evening's show.
Hello, Eddie.
Hooter.
Yes. Oh, by golly, I'm glad to see you. Just got through looking at you on television.
Say, I'm just got through looking at you on television.
What a horse.
Oh, boy, I was going to ask you about that white horse.
What do you mean a white horse? I rode four like you did, man. You're great.
Oh, Roman rider, huh? We didn't have to get off the air. I'd like to see how far you guys could go with this. They both saw each other on television. Let's give them a nice round of applause.
Oh, that's one of my favorites, you know.
I know that, Eddie. And, Eddie, we'd like to ask you something sort of serious now. How did you like the kids you heard on tonight's Win Your Spurs?
Well, Jaggy's going to be hard to pick a winner. I hope the folks judge real careful-like. You know, this can be an important shortcut to the big time for the lucky one. The kind of break we all struggle for.
Say, Eddie, how about you? Do you have any big break that helped you get to the top?
Well, I never figured I'd gotten to the top yet, Hooter. But I'll tell you, on the way up so far, I've had a lot of help from a lot of people.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like you're all in favor of big breaks, Eddie.
Well, I'm going to do my best to help your winner tonight.
You heard the man, Jack. Start the voting.
Right, Hoot. Voting time on Win Your Spurs, folks. Now, as I hold these silver spurs over the head of each performer, we'd like you people in our audience to applaud for your favorites. The candidate who draws the heaviest response from you is determined by our applause meter, will win the coveted silver spurs and all that goes with them. Now, remember, it's the applause that counts, so please don't whistle or shout. Wait for your favorite, then clap your hands like crazy. Well, here we go. Candidate number one, the young man who sang Fast Freight, Wally Imes. Candidate number two, the harmonica virtuoso, Les Thompson. Candidate number three, Rusty and Bernie, the Pine Ridge Sisters. We'll have the decision in just a moment, and at this particular moment, our sponsor would present his third commercial message. Well, here it is, folks, the winner of tonight's Silver Spurs.
Wait a minute, Jack. No, I want to say something to all the candidates on tonight's show. No matter who wins the decision tonight,
I want you kids to remember that Old Hoot's voting for all of you. You're all welcome to come back another time and try your luck again. Okay, Jack.
The winner of Hoot Gibson Silver Spurs for Stardom for tonight is... our harmonica virtuoso, Mr. Les Thompson.
Nice going, Les. You know, you came through against a tough field. Say, you think these silver spurs will look good on you?
I don't know. They might jingle a little bit.
Well, lots of luck to you now.
Thank you very much, Hoot.
About the other prizes, I want you to meet the man who's about to become your personal Santa Claus, Eddie Dean. Eddie.
How are you, Santa Claus?
Thank you. Very glad to know you. It's a pleasure to play Santa Claus to you. Well, I sure liked your work, liked all the work tonight. And how would you like to make some records with me?
I'd love it, Eddie.
You would, huh? Well, there's a recording contract being drawn up right now, and we'll do four sides together. And how about a screen test? Want one?
Wonder how it'd look.
Come on, profile, great. Well, you got one.
Yes, yes.
You got a contract, old boy, at a major studio, too, and I've arranged for you to appear with me on my next personal appearance here in Southern California.
That'd be wonderful.
And just so as you'll look your best, you're going to be outfitted in a complete new Western wardrobe. Boots, hat, vest, the works. How's that, huh?
Sure will be wonderful, Eddie.
Oh, good. All right, Hoot, did I forget anything?
You sure did, partner. You forgot to sing us a song.
Now, wait a minute.
Hey, anybody here like to hear Eddie Dean sing a song? How about it,
huh? Well, okay.
But there's no voting allowed on this, believe me. Andy, do you fellas know, Oh, of course you do. You know Hills of Old Wapping. Give me an intro, will you?
The hills of old. Let me ride down the trail in the hills of old Wyoming, where the coyotes wail in the gloaming, in the hills of old Wyoming, in the hills of
That was great, Eddie. And thanks a million for coming down tonight.
Who'd have had a lot of fun, and it's good to get acquainted with the future stars. Bye-bye, everybody. Thank you.
Go on, Eddie.
Oh, say, Hoot, before the time runs out, we'd better tell the folks that next week, your guests are going to be Roy Rogers and Dale Evans.
They sure are. We're going to have another group of candidates for the Silver Spurs of Stardom. Drop by and meet the folks, won't you? Till next week, then, this is your old cowpoke, Hoot Gibson, saying good night and God bless you.
Next week, same time, over most of these same stations, NBC will again present Win Your Spurs, starring Hoot Gibson, with Jack McElroy, Andy Parker, and the Plainsman. Hoot's special guests, Roy Rogers and Dale Evans, plus three more candidates for the Silver Spurs of Stardom. Be sure to join us then when America's all-time cowboy favorite, Hoot Gibson, again invites you to Win Your Spurs. Win Your Spurs, a Serlin Parks production, came to you from Hollywood. Arch Presby speaking. This has been a presentation of the NBC Hollywood Program Department.